Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program Jeff Lorenowitz, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline with John Fricke and Randy McMichael. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jeff. I mean, after such a long layoff, what have you done for yourself personally to get yourself back, you know, ready to get back in the grind of these things with 10 games left in the season?
Well, it's not often you get a free weekend. I took some time off. We had a couple of days, spent some time with my family, kind of recharge the batteries a little bit, kind of get a mental break away from the game for a few days because we're going into the tough stretch where there won't be many breaks after this. So we kind of got to recharge and get going again.
We're talking with Jeff Lorenowitz, and, you know, this team has been, you know, so hot, you know, over the last few games in terms of, you know, putting up results here. And yet you cannot shake the two New York teams. The Red Bulls and FC out of New York are just right hot on your heels. So you're going to go back into this game against really good Columbus team. And we all know what happened to the playoffs last year with knowing that you're going to have to, you have to put your foot down now.
Yeah. You could tell that the Red Bulls were always going to be, they were behind us a bit, but they were behind us in games played. And you knew once they played those games, they were going to come up on our heels. And New York City's been there all year. It's kind of expected. Columbus is obviously the next team in line, and we play them on Sunday. So it's going to be difficult. The final stretch of the year is going to be tough, but this is one of our only home games of the next five. So I think we've got to take care of business to make sure that we're in a good spot against those teams.
Jeff, a phrase that's always used in sports is next man up. Next man up when there's a lot of injuries. And you guys are a little beat up right now, especially in the back end. How have you guys tried to figure that out with so many moving parts and until these guys can get back and you guys can be whole again?
Well, I think it's like you said, the next man up. The whole roster has to be ready. I think we've shown this year that we've got guys that can step up. Obviously, we've lost a few defenders recently. I've been put into the back, so I think that everyone's kind of prepared. Everyone trusts in what the coach is telling us and the preparation before the game for the game plan for the opposing team. So we'll just go into this game like we do every other one and get ready to take care of business at home.
Jeff Lorenowitz joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline with John and Randy Mack. Of course, he's a five-stripes midfielder slash, as you just said, defender for this team as they go into this game on Sunday against the Columbus Crew. Randy and I, and before that, Hugh and I, actually, last week, Jeff, we were talking a little bit about, is it important in any way, in your opinion, for somebody else on the team to start scoring besides Joseph?
I think it is important, to be honest. Don't tell Joseph I said that, but I think it is important. At the same time, he's scoring at a pace that is just incredible, and it takes care of business in itself, but you always feel like once you count on it too much, then it could dry up, and you don't want that to happen. But there are other guys creating chances. We have plenty of guys that can score. It just seems like week to week he's the man on the scorecard. But if we can get other guys contributing, other people chipping in, I think that it's going to make it more well-rounded for the team and harder to defend, because once you start worrying about someone else, then there's Joseph again.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he has been spectacular. So, Jeff Lorenowitz, who's hotter, Joseph Martinez or Ronald Acuna Jr.?
Really, John. Really, John.
Well, we just heard it, 5-5, right? So, I don't know. Joseph's got something like, I don't even know, 40-40. So yeah,
I know. It's insane, isn't it? I mean, the numbers that he puts up.
It's a good time to be an Atlanta sports fan, that's for sure.
It sure is. And the one guy I wanted to talk to you about, because the analysts talk to him, you talk to the analysts, they give their perspective on him. I want to hear from him, player perspective. The new guy, Rometty, he came in as a guy who's a tough guy, hard-nosed defender. Playing with him these last couple matches, what have you seen from him, and what does he bring to the table?
Well, I think he's more than that. I think that a lot of people, when he came in, didn't know much about him, and the easiest thing to kind of latch on to is his competitiveness and kind of how he's a bulldog in the midfield, but he's shown a lot with the ball as well. I think that he's a fine distributor. He gets on it a lot. He'll break up plays as well. So I think he's shown more than people had expected, and that's great. It's good for the team. It's good for everybody. I think it makes us stronger.
Yeah, and of course, if we get some of the guys that have been out back, and you know, this team is going to have a full component, you know, going down the stretch, and you know, that would be a great thing too. And so just getting everybody kind of back into position here, because again, we talk about this team, and the discussion has been centered around two things, Jeff. One has been the scoring of Joseph Martinez, of course, and the second has been the failure, the one kind of the Achilles heel, Jeff, is that is the inability of the team to really protect leads, especially in the last 8 to 10 to even 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's certainly something we're aware of, we've been thinking about. When you're scoring so many goals and when you're out in front of games, then it's kind of common to take your foot off the gas, but that's something that you can't do, especially when September, October, November come. So it's something we're going to have to sew up as we go into the end of the year. It's something we're aware of. I think at home as well, we tend to fall behind early or not finish chances early and feel like the game is kind of getting away from us before we pull it back. So it's just about controlling the game, making sure at the end you're really putting your foot down and closing it out. And it's something we're aware of and something that we hope to rectify at the end of the year here.
Jeff, this weekend you guys are taking on the Columbus Crew. You already played them back in June. And is there like a little umph when you play them guys considering what happened last year in the playoffs?
No question about it. No question about it. I mean, I think that they're one of the better teams in the league over the last few years. They're a team that plays a somewhat similar style to us. They're a very, very good team, and I think that every time we match up, it seems to be a good game. Obviously, the last year in the playoffs kind of is the pinnacle game for the teams involved. Obviously, for them, they probably think about it less than we do, mm-hmm. but it's a team that whenever we go out there, we want to beat. We know that they're going to be in and around us come the end of the year, and the more points we can take from them, the more we can distance ourselves from them, and that's important. You want to be the team to beat in the conference, and beating them twice in a year does that, I think.
Jeff Lorenowitz of Atlanta United with John and Randy Mack this morning. I want to go back to the beginning, kind of end this interview here. We talk about the 2 weeks off, kind of good and bad in that. I mean, we talk about getting healthy and taking a rest and being able to charge up for the final 10 games, but I would imagine at the same time, all of a sudden you find yourselves, here it is Wednesday, the game's not till Sunday, you guys are probably itching to get on the field and play.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's be honest here, we've been training every day except for the last the 2 days on the weekend, so we're definitely sharp. I think that getting rested at this point in the year is almost just as important as, you know, maybe getting a big win last weekend. You know, if we can get rest, we can get guys healthy, we can get guys mentally recharged to go in the last part of the year, it's going to be just as good. So it's a good thing that Sunday's at home. I think Sunday is against a top opponent because everyone will be extra focused, and I think that the rest will do us good and we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Do appreciate it, Jeff. We'll all be there and watching. I do appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.